This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Over the weekend, a number of Republicans gathering for the annual Dorchester Conference wanted to find out more about what took place, and State Representative Virgil Osborne was there. Thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
You know, it's interesting. It was founded by Bob Packwood back in 1965, so the 60th year since it began. And originally, it was set up to be more for centrist and progressive Republicans. That shifted over the years. And talk about what took place on Saturday night.
Sure, yeah. Interesting. You're right. It was founded by Bob Packwood, and that is exactly the intent, to keep the event to centrist Republicans or moderate Republicans, so to speak. And, of course, it has shifted. But I think the general the political atmosphere in the state of Oregon has gotten so polarized one way or the other now, the whole thing's kind of shifted. But it's definitely more, I don't want to say hardcore Republican, but it's much more conservative event. And of course, if you followed any of it, we had a Republican debate. We had Chris Dudley and Representative Deal and Senator Drazen all there. There were several. This event attracts Republican leadership from all over the state. And I think there was probably 10 or 12 members of the House there as well. And just lots of course, the House leadership team was there, and our leader, Lucetta Elmer, actually was given the Rising Star Award for the event. It was an interesting event. It always is. This is my fourth, and it's definitely you walk away feeling energized and going back into the battle, so to speak, I think is the intent.
Now, talk about the three top candidates for governor. How did that whole segment go?
Well, the debate started fairly late. I think it was actually about an hour behind schedule because we had so many other things happening during that evening, you know, including dinner and awards and some other stuff. But, you know, the debate was a very interesting debate because you have a room full of a couple of hundred folks there, and they're all divided by three. And, you know, some people are hardcore Drazen, some people are hardcore Deal, and some people are hardcore Dudley. After listening to the debate, I would say that I don't think Dudley won that one. I'm going to give it to Representative Deal. I think Ed has quite a strong following, especially in the grassroots side of the state, and that's kind of how it came off to me anyway. I think I've heard most of the questions before and heard them answered before, but in this particular group, he had quite a following, quite a support group.
Why do you think he stood out in your mind?
Well, I think with Representative Deal, I think why he stands out is he's just real. He's not a politician, although obviously he is elected, just like myself. He's just a real person, and he will talk to anybody. He doesn't seem to carry on with any kind of an ego involved in this. He just seems to, you know, he answers the questions. You know, I spent a lot of time with Ed over the last, well, since 23 when we both came into the House, and you know, he mingles with the folks and he talks to them and he answers the questions and he treats everybody equal. I don't necessarily see that from some of the other candidates. And again, I don't speak bad of any Republican. I think any Republican running right now would make a great governor compared to what we have. I just happen to be supporting Representative Deal.
Now, what else took place over the course of the conference?
There were breakout sessions. There was actually some podcast sessions, but there were breakout sessions. A lot of young Republican events were going on as well. There's a whole group of young Republicans in the state that are kind of getting rolling, and they're starting to work on Republican unity and campaign work and you know, the future of leadership. And I think it's important, and it's nice to see that in a crowd of a few hundred people that you have a lot of younger Republican conservative kids, so to speak, even though I call them kids. Some of them are in their, you know, mid-20s, but some of them are just going into college. But I think it's really good that energy was there for them. And they see the future of leadership. And I think it's very important that this state see that and do that.
Now, this of course, unlike a state convention of the party, either party, where you maybe hammer out a platform and all of that, it didn't have that going on. But what were some of the other things that were talked about? I mean, did they have talks on specific political issues, or what took place?
Yeah, there's a lot of very specific political issues discussed, including strategies against taxes and strategies against the Democrat platform that's happening right now. Really what this is somewhat of a strategy session at a very high level. And also, I think a lot of it has to do with campaign kickoffs. I mean, there were candidates there from all over the state. A lot of them have never been elected before. And I say a lot of them. There were tons. And I think that this was a time where they got to listen to, you know, Republican leadership. The Republican leadership got to listen to them, and they got to know each other a little bit and try to figure out who to support and, you know, the direction moving forward. I think in general it was somewhat of it's almost like a cheerleading session for the Republican Party. The leadership all gets together. We all talk about what worked, what didn't work, and how we plan as a leadership to approach moving forward into the future, and not just with candidates and elected officials, but with also within the central committees for each of the counties. There was a lot of county commissioners there. There were mayors of cities there. Central committee chair people, central committee elected folks. I mean, a lot of PCPs. I mean, it's just a good group of folks.
Now, over the last few decades, the Oregon Republican Party has gone through a lot of struggle. Sometimes there's been some infighting. There's been the conservatives versus the super conservatives versus the moderates. Do you see any lessening of some of those fractures?
No, I don't see any lessening of that, but I will tell you that this particular group, that doesn't happen. These folks all are pulling for the same team, and I think that the hope is they go away from Dorchester, bringing back that to the different counties and central committees, and everybody starts pulling together as a team. I think you will always see, well, we have seen a considerable amount of fracture in the Republican Party in the last couple of years. And I think a lot of it just has to do with people are just flat tired of the direction of the state. And I understand it. I mean, I really do. But I also believe that, and if you attended Dorchester, which is kind of an invite-only situation, it helps you understand how politics really works. And some people will say, well, that's a good old boy network. Well, the reality of it is, politics has a structure, and just because you're mad at the way the state is going doesn't mean that you can change that structure because you're mad. It doesn't mean you can get a group of people together and change that structure. You can always elect different folks, but in our particular instance, the Republican Party is in the minority party, super minority in the state, and the only way we're going to get out of the super minority is to actually pull together, and once we get out of the super minority, then we can actually start affecting change, but we don't get there by being completely radical. Radicalism doesn't work. We all have to work together. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever party you are. At the end of the day, we all have to deal with the same problems.
What do you think, with what you heard at Dorchester, the approach needs to be for attracting people that aren't Republicans or people that are maybe more moderate that will vote on both sides of the aisle?
Well, I think the overwhelming message that I came away with from Dorchester is just, as I said, people are tired with the status quo. I mean, we've had literally going into the 47th year, I think, of Democrat governorship over the state. I think the last governor we had was Zvicatia that was Republican. And I think that the party going away is that's the message that they're trying to put out there. It's like, hey, it's time to pull together. It doesn't matter what party that you are on, you're all going to pay sales tax when the Democrat Party pushes it through. You're all going to pay, you know, road tax. You're all going to pay those taxes whether you're Democrat or Republican. You got to make a decision here on, you know, again, we talked a lot about, you know, where we're at in the country, you know, 49th now in the nation for schools. We're 49th or 48th in the highest tax state in the union. I mean, all of those things have happened over the course of a lot of years with no Republican control. So I think the overwhelming message is it's time for a change.
Does it surprise you in some ways that basically for middle-aged adults their entire life there's never been a Democratic governor?
I wish it did. I know. I think most people just, like I said, fundamentally, and that's why on my podcast I work hard to try to teach people how government works. I think fundamentally people don't understand. A lot of folks don't understand the difference between conservative and liberal governance, period. And I think that a lot of people don't want to be bothered with politics. And the problem with that is, I get it. I mean, politics can be a pain. I don't like being bothered with some of it either. But the reality of it is, if you don't get bothered by it and you don't start working on it, it's going to affect you at some point in your life. And you're not going to have any effect on the outcome of it. You're going to have to live with the results. So it's better to get engaged at an earlier age, for sure. And, you know, a new crop of leaders have popped up. And I think we're seeing that across the state. We have a whole new crop of leaders that some folks have never been in politics before. And I think they have some good ideas.
All right. Some thoughts coming out of the Dorchester Conference over the weekend. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Take care.
8:42 at the Morning Report.